Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think it can be one of the best of all time.
Really?
And I'm putting that in there now. One of the best of all time. I mean, when you got, literally, we got pieces everywhere. Look at the roster. Look at who we have. It's incredible.
And you don't want my opinion because I think they're the best defense I've ever seen. And
really?
Yeah. Like, there's some dogs everywhere on the field. And I tip my hat to them because they come to work every day. And, you know, we don't have any choice but to get better.
Yeah, I mean, we run a lot of man here, so, I mean, that's definitely beneficial for my skill set. I feel like I'm one of the better cover linebackers in the world.
With that collection of guys that you mentioned, I feel like we could do it against anybody. No disrespect to Cincinnati or anybody else that has an elite group, but that's just the level of confidence that we have in that collective.
That was Juan Thornhill to start, saying that this Steelers defense could be the best of all time. DK Metcalf said it's the best defense he's ever played against. Peyton Wilson saying he's the best cover linebacker in the world. And then Tomlin on the Pivot podcast saying, oh, you can defend the Bengals wide receivers man-to-man because we trust the players we have. Mike Tomlin also said on the flagship station, quote, we feel really good about the prospects of this group. We got to write that story, but we've got enough talent. We've got enough schematics to do big, big things. And when I say big things, I'm talking about historic things. Well, you know what, guys? Mike Tomlin was right. I rarely give Mike Tomlin credit, but he was right. The Steelers have done historic things this season. I got to give credit to Alex Cazora, Steelers Depot, for putting out a bunch of these statistics. Ryan Scarpino, formerly a Steelers PR, he's done a lot of research. Matt Williamson from Steelers.com. I've pilfered a lot of these statistics, and I'm admitting it on the front end. But Mike Tomlin was right. Historic defense. Here are the Steelers' defensive ranks. 30th in the NFL in yards allowed. Dead last in the NFL in passing yards allowed. 18th in the league against the run. 22nd in the NFL in points per game allowed. They're giving up 25 points per game. Worst total defense ranks for the Steelers in franchise history? Well, in 1981, they were 22nd. In 1991, they were 22nd. In 2021, they were 24th. In 1988, they were 28th. Right now, folks, you are watching the worst defense in Steelers history, 30th in the league. Mike Tomlin was right. Historic defense.
I think it can be one of the best of all time.
This is the first time the Steelers are 3-plus point home underdogs in back-to-back games since the end of the 1999 season. And as Alex Cazora points out, that's when Mike Tomczak was the starting quarterback. So it hasn't happened in 26 years.
He can be one of the best of all time.
Against the Packers, just the sixth time in Steelers history, postseason included, that they allowed 35 or more points at home while forcing zero turnovers and getting zero sacks. The first time was in 1991. I was 1 year old. The second was in 1997. The other four have happened since 2010. Historic defense!
I think it can be one of the best of all time.
Pittsburgh has allowed 30-plus points in four of its first seven games this season. That hasn't happened since 2003. Also, the last time the Steelers had a losing season, by the way. The only other times it happened were 1988, 1968, 1966, and 1962. Mike Tomlin was right, historic defense.
I think it can be one of the best of all time.
The Steelers have allowed 20 or more first downs in 14 straight games, if you include the postseason. This is the longest active streak in the NFL. It's tied for the fifth longest in league history. The record is 24 for the Houston Texans in 19 through 21. So, not quite there yet, but pretty close to historic.
I think it can be one of the best of all time.
In the past two games, the Steelers have failed to protect 10-0 and 16-7 first half leads. Historic!
I think it can be one of the best of all time.
The Steelers' defense has allowed 369-plus yards in six of their seven games played this season. That hasn't happened in 20 years. Historic!
I think it can be one of the best of all time.
Jordan Love made NFL history on Sunday night by being the first quarterback in NFL history to complete 20 consecutive passes, throw for 350-plus yards, throw 3-plus touchdown passes, have zero turnovers, and take zero sacks. Historic, Harry!
I think it can be one of the best of all time.
The Steelers have a negative 21 explosive play differential, by far the worst in the NFL.
I think it can be one of the best of all time.
Pittsburgh's opponents have produced 40 more first downs, 493 more passing yards, ran 95 more offensive plays, and averaged 97.4 more yards per game than the Steelers. Historic!
I think it can be one of the best of all time.
How about some of the individual history that's been made against the Steelers' defense this season? Ja'Marr Chase set a Bengals record with catches in a single game.
I think it can be one of the best of all time.
Kenneth Walker, the third. First time in NFL history a player scored on a run on third or fourth down from 19 or more yards out in a goal-to-go situation.
I think it can be one of the best of all time.
T.J. Watt has 4 sacks in 11 games. Highsmith has 2.5 sacks in his last 8 games. Cam Hayward, 1.5 sacks in his last 12 games. And Patrick Queen, who was thought of as one of the best blitzing linebackers in the NFL before coming here, has just 2 sacks in the last 25 games.
I think it can be one of the best of all time.
So I got to give Mike Tomlin credit. He said the defense was going to be historic, and the defense is historic. Lee Bad. 412-928-9370. What a flippin' embarrassment. That's the word that keeps popping in my head. It's an embarrassment.
I think it can be one of the best of all time.
And there's no excuses either. You know, last year down the stretch, oh, well, Deshaun Elliott's hurt and they're banged up and the offense is so bad because of their injuries to George Pickens that the defense is just on the field too much. They got no excuses this year. Mike Tomlin constantly plays the wrong players. Nick Herbig played far less than Alex Highsmith did on Sunday night. Chuck Clark, who's just not good, played 55 snaps to that of just 13 for Jabril Peppers. Darius Slay, you talk about historic defense. How about prehistoric defense? That guy can't run anymore. Brandon Echols ain't much better, but he should be playing more. They changed it up a little bit in the second half, but to no avail. They're mixing and matching Peyton Wilson and Cole Holcomb. Mixing and matching their safeties. Sometimes Ramsey's a safety. Sometimes he's a slot. Sometimes he's a corner. And they're talking about miscommunication problems. Hey, maybe play the guys you think are better and play them for longer, and you won't be constantly changing parts, and maybe you'll communicate better. This defense is a travesty. It's a joke. No team fears coming into Acrisure Stadium anymore. In the Indianapolis Colts, I would be stunned if they didn't drop 40 points on the Steelers' head on Sunday. 412-928-9370. Been a heavy show today. Tomorrow night, tough one for Pony's nipples. Pony Pierce's cancer. Proceeds benefit the McGee Women's Research Institute and Foundation. That's at Mike's Beer Bar on the North Shore, 6 until 8 p.m. Registration begins at 5. $33 to get in. That would include appetizers and a commemorative T-shirt. And again, all the proceeds benefit the McGee Women's Research Institute and Foundation. Piercing provided by the Gilded Violet Piercing will take place at 7:30. So come on in, have a beverage, have some appetizers. Get ready to watch Pony get his nipples pierced. There will be a cash raffle with all proceeds going to charity. Pony Pierce's Cancer is brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel, South Hills Kia, and South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Hampton Beer Outlet, and Cheerleaders. Texture writes in, Brightside, I guess Cam and TJ will give some money back at the end of the season if we go by their logic of getting more. It's not just, and that's a great text, because it's not just that the Steelers' defense stinks, and it does. Statistically, one of the worst defenses in the NFL. It's that they pounded their chest about how great they were going to be. Juan Thornhill, my word of all people, saying he's going to be the best defense of all time, he got cut by the Browns. Peyton Wilson, who was a rookie last season, had the unmitigated gall, the hubris to say, oh, I'm the best coverage linebacker in the world. DK Metcalf had been here for the length of a fart and says, whoa, it's the best defense I've ever played. Mike Tomlin says, Bengals? Of course we can match up against the Bengals. Historic? Yes, we have the personnel and the scheme ability to do great things. And when I say great things, I mean historic things. That's a terrible look for a defense that the last time they played gave up 299 rushing yards on national television and got called out by Kirk Herbstreit for quitting in the second half. No games were played between that point and the time all this crap was being spewed, and yet they still spewed the crap. We cannot criticize them enough, folks, for having the audacity to say that they would be great and not just be less than that, not just fall short of that, but be statistically one of the worst defenses in the NFL. There cannot be enough column inches written on this defense. There cannot be enough airtime spent on how bad this defense has been. And you couple that with the fact that TJ Watt wanted more money. It's his right. Hey, TJ Watt, it's his right. One of the best edge rushers, really, of all time. Not in the playoffs, but otherwise. He was focused on getting his money. He has 4 sacks on the season. Myles Garrett, he also wanted to get paid. Myles Garrett had 5 sacks in one game this weekend. More sacks in one game than Watt has in his last 11 games. Cam Hayward wanted to get paid. How's this rush defense look to you? Not good. They sounded like losers this offseason. They talked like losers in training camp, and they're playing like losers now. And we cannot spend enough time on it. When will the national media fall suit in a meaningful way? 412-928-9370. Texter, Crowley, take a deep breath. I think you're going to blow a gasket. Harry, could you bring in a brown paper bag, please?
No.
Oh. It would serve as something that would help my breathing and also something I could wear at the Steeler game on Sunday over my head.
You should do that more often, actually, like on this show.
I think the YouTube numbers might go up.
You'd look better with a smiley face on a brown paper bag than actually seeing your face, that's for sure.
Thank you, Harry. Do they sell brown paper bags big enough to cover your big face?
Is that what you meant when you said the show was being weighed down today?
412-928-9370. Texter writes in, stop saying Peyton said he's the best. He said he's one of the better. All right, well, we got the receipts right here.
Yeah, I mean, we run a lot of man here. So, I mean, that's definitely beneficial for my skill set. I feel like I'm one of the better cover linebackers in the world, to be honest. And, you know, I feel like any tight end, any running back that lines up out there, I'm willing to go toe-to-toe with them. And, you know, I'm excited for whatever role they give me, and I'm going to go out there and try to kill it.
My bad.
Good job, fans.
My bad. He said he's one of the better cover linebackers in the world. Has he been that? No. And they're telling you that they don't think he's that because they're playing Cole Holcomb a hell of a lot. 412-928-9370. If you'd like to pile on, we'd love to have you. give us a ring, 412-928-9370. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. James Harrison actually did blow a gasket. What did he have to say?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
They're not playing at a high level. Do you know what I'm saying? Like something they have to perform better. They have to put the
eyes. Bro, how you don't get up for Sunday night football if you can't get up for nothing else? Ain't nothing else on but you at home in front of your family, your kids.
I would not
make that name on your back mean something. Make them 3 stars on your chest mean something.
Debo, it wasn't me not performing. I'm just trying to let you know. That's why I'm like you said, I could be like your counselor, bro, because it's okay. It's all gonna be okay. Everything's still gonna be okay.
Joe, you came from a line of losers. Y'all gonna always be losers.
Damn, now you being disrespectful. I'm trying to care. I'm trying to just be here for you.
I'm
and then
sorry.
You just going
Joe, that was a personal attack. It's God not damn, about you, Debo. I'm frustrated.
I feel you. I'm here for you, my brother.
Man, a little Steeler on Steeler crime there. As James Harrison and Joe Hayden do a podcast together, and James Harrison says, Joe, you play for the Browns. You're a loser. I do have to correct one thing. And James says, if you can't get up for Sunday night football, when are you ever going to get up? Everyone's watching you. Do it for your family. Do it for the 3 stars on your chest. Well, they're hypocycloids, but we get the point. The Steelers have a very college feel to them. I hosted an alumni event with a bunch of Steelers alumni back in the day, back when I worked for the team. And they treat their alumni like most colleges treat their alumni. Guys come back. It's a one big happy family. I don't know how you could be a former Steelers defensive player and not be totally embarrassed right now. And a texter writes in at 412-928-9370 that SportsCenter was ripping the Steelers defense this morning, especially Jeff Saturday, so hopefully this gets more national attention. Okay, but were they ripping Tomlin? Everyone wants to put it on Terrell Austin, and I think Terrell should go. But this is Mike Tomlin's defense. And I have found, generally speaking, that when the national media criticizes this particular defense, they don't use Mike Tomlin's name. So that would be the change. Because it's his fault. Emmanuel in Carnegie's next up. Good morning to you, Emmanuel.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you got it, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, just to continue on what y'all were saying about Tomlin, the problem is the standard is not the standard anymore. There's no – if we were to go 9-8 and our offense struggles again, everybody could point to the offense. Like, we don't have it. We haven't had a good quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger. But we have right now a competent offense right now. And like you said, we ranked 31st or 30th defense. Like, this is the same. What is Mike Tomlin's expectation of? Like, everybody's talking about them. They're supposed to be the best defense. We're not even a top 10 defense. We're not even a top 10 defense.
They're not a top 20 defense. They're not a top 25 defense. They're one of the worst in the league.
What is the standard? You know, what's your expectations? When you fail to reach your expectations, there should be accountability. And we cannot blame Tomlin, the GM now, for, like, bringing players in because we didn't have a quarterback. Like, oh, we failed on Russell Wilson and Justin Fields and stuff. You got a defense that is set. These are guys that are paid a lot of money. This is the players that have talent. What are you going to do with them? How, like, he's known as a motivator. He's known of bringing the best out of these players. You got a lot of stars on defense. What are you doing to bring the best out of them?
Not enough. Because you had Cam Hayward call him out after the game and say that they did not put forth the effort. I'm paraphrasing. And that's what Kirk Herbstreit said in the second half of the playoff game. So, yeah, Tomlin's probably going to get them to 9-8, blah, blah, blah. He always does. But he's not getting the most out of this defense, not even close. In fact, you could pluck any other defensive coordinator in the NFL and have him coordinate this defense, and I think you'd get better results. Who's got better personnel, the Chiefs or the Steelers? Whose defense is better? Which team's got better personnel, the Browns or the Steelers? Which defense is better? It's a joke. Jerry Dulac, he had a tweet that I actually agreed with. He wrote, "There's nothing wrong with the Steelers' offense that a good defense couldn't fix." Aaron Rodgers, this is such a crime, is on pace to set the single-season Steelers touchdown passing record. And right now, the Steelers have minus odds to miss the playoffs. I think we're going to wake up 2 weeks from now and the Steelers are going to be 4-5 and deadlocked with the Baltimore Ravens in the AFC North Division standings. That should be unforgivable. And to Emmanuel's point, someone should have to pay for that. And someone will. We know what it's going to look like at the end of the season. Terrell Austin's contract's going to run out. They're not going to retain it. And they're going to hire somebody else that's friends with Mike Tomlin. And he's going to run the defense. And the results are going to be the same. And the beat goes on. Johnny, next up on the fan. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, brother. How you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, man. You just said it, bro. Pittsburgh is like a college environment, right? Mm-hmm. NFL don't want that, bro. Listen to this. Merch, the fans only account for like $6 to $8 billion a year. Okay. That gambling contract is going to raise revenue $2.3 billion a year. So by the time that's done, that's trillions of dollars. The corporate sponsorships are worth more than the fans. How much is Fox paying the NFL? Okay. So the fans are a small percentage of what pays the NFL. And that's all Goodell cares about. Dude, the inconsistencies are too much. When have you ever seen somebody trade their starting quarterback to their own division for no effing reason? Goodell had to either tell him to do that or give his approval. And not tacit, he gave him his actual stamp into his face and said, "Andrew Berry, I will do whatever you want, buddy." And that's how the demon works. And
thank
that's
you,
what
Johnny.
Goodell is.
I don't like Roger Goodell either. Not sure what the point was there, though. Appreciate the call. 412-928-9370. Penguins are one of the best teams in the NHL. They've just recalled Owen Pickering from the AHL, so another young guy gets folded into this thing. They've been a great palate cleanser. 7-2-1, Malkin and Crosby among the league leaders in points, and they take on the Flyers tonight. Coming up next, We're going to talk to Jason LaConfora, our Odyssey NFL insider. As you know, he's based in Baltimore. What the hell went down with this practice report? Is Lamar going to play on Thursday? Did they really take the fun and games out of the Ravens locker room? Are they about to catch fire? We'll get to all of it with Jason coming up next. The segment was brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. More history against the Steelers defense on Sunday night. We got more stats to go over. We'll do that coming up next. Right now, we're excited to be joined by our buddy Jason LaConfora, Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Odyssey original podcast, Wanna Bet. Listen to Wanna Bet now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or watch it live daily on Jason's X account. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. How's the podcast, Jason?
We're doing great. Had a monster night last night. Almost swept the board. Went 6-7 on the Monday night game, hit all of our NBA bets. So, yeah, you can check us out also on YouTube, youtube.com/@WannaBetWithUs.
And you should check it out because I had a buddy who hit on a parlay in the NBA last night, texted us all about it afterwards. I'm like, thanks, man. Thanks for giving it to us on the front end. You always give it on the front end, Jason.
We put it out there, brother. We put it into the world. We birth our baby and see where it goes.
That's right. All right, Jason, what the hell happened with the injury report and Lamar Jackson and all that nonsense?
Well, look, it's not just an oversight. It's not, Harbaugh throwing PR people and trainers under the bus. They played a cute little game and they got caught. There's no way they didn't know. This guy's been coaching in the league almost 20 years. You got Ozzie Newsome in the building still, right? He's still a consultant. Like, trace Ozzie's career all the way back. Like, they know the designations. They know that when your starting quarterback isn't practicing with your real team and he's barely doing anything on a Friday walkthrough with the scout team, that's not a full practice. And they got caught, and they were, I don't know if they, I guess they thought it was an advantage. I mean, look, these guys have been caught repeatedly cheating during OTAs, doing what they're not supposed to do. They wait till the last possible minute to send their schedule out. They wait till the last possible minute to send out injury reports. If they're playing a West Coast team, they'll send it out way, you know, 9 o'clock Eastern time if they can. Like, it's just who they are. It's just what they do. I have to think Lamar plays Thursday. The good news for them is Snoop Huntley played as well as he's ever played.
Yeah.
I mean, it was more than just a game manager. Like, he outplayed Caleb Williams. Like, he not only didn't turn the ball over, he pushed the ball downfield, which he hasn't done in years. His legs were a major key to that victory. excuse me. Like, should he have been picked off once? I mean, probably, but that's how it goes. The Bears were the number one takeaway team in the NFL. They had the number one giveaway takeaway ratio in the NFL. And the Ravens, who have stunk in that regard, won the turnover battle handily. So, I don't know what to make of Miami. I mean, I don't know what to make of this league from day to day.
No doubt.
Honestly, I don't know that it's quite the layup slam dunk that we would have thought it was 5 days ago or 3 days ago. But it's a pivotal week for the Ravens. There's no two ways about that. You've got two games in 5 days, and then you got the trade deadline.
Jason, to get back to the injury report stuff before we get into whether or not the Ravens are quote unquote back. How big of a deal was that? Is there going to be draft compensation they're going to have to forfeit, or is this something that you forget about?
I mean, they're certainly going to be fined. The timing of it optically was terrible given what was going on in the NBA in real time. It's just really, of all the times you want to be too cute by half, now's not the time to do it. It gives the NFL a perfect opportunity to do what they love to do, which is completely false, but they love to. We're holier than thou. We're above the fray. Nothing like what's happening in the NBA happens here. But even if there's a hint of impropriety regards to things that could move the line, we rule with an iron fist. I mean, that's all poppycock, but I mean, they love this stuff. So could they lose a draft pick? Like, if you really want to hit the Ravens where it hurts, nobody fetishizes and fantasizes about comp picks more than the Ravens. Take away a sixth round or seventh round pick, and you've spoiled Eric DaCosta's Halloween. he started dressing up for Halloween a month ago, but that's a story for another day. So, I think they'll be fine. I think they may lose a draft pick. And it's just so unnecessary. I mean, ultimately, it's so unnecessary.
You told me about the fullback, Patrick Ricard, big deal. The defense healthier now for the Ravens. They didn't have Lamar. They still looked as impressive as they have in a while. Defensively, they played well against the Rams. Vegas has them as the favorites now in the AFC North. Are the Ravens back, Jason?
I don't know if they're back. I think there's still a lot of room for improvement. Look, the defense played with a lot more heart, desire, intensity than we've seen. Roquan Smith came back with a vengeance. Now, can he do it 2 weeks in a row? He hasn't done it 2 weeks in a row in over a calendar year. Like, maybe. I kind of got to see it to believe it. Kyle Hamilton is starting to round a little bit more into form. They need him to be a disruptor and a playmaker around the line of scrimmage. He played basically the entire game as a linebacker. Like, he was not a safety. He was a linebacker. And he did the job against the run, against the pass. And, yeah, Ricard was on the field for three passing plays in that game. 20-yard shot to Zay Flowers, 14-yard big shot to Zay Flowers, and 10-yard touchdown pass to Kohler. He's also on the field for one of their rushing touchdowns. They didn't run like crazy with him on the field, but when they can get in that super heavy personnel and there's one receiver, and that receiver is Zay Flowers, there's a pretty good chance that Zay Flowers is going to be a lot faster than everybody else who you've dictated the defense to bring on the field. So if he can beat that corner, and you get him on something across the face of that defense, you've got the opportunity to throw to the little guy at a heavy, heavy stuff. And he made Ricard made the offensive line look better too. So yeah, he's a big efficiency monster for them offensively and defensively when he's on the field versus when he's not.
Jason Luckenford joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. I guess I should have asked this when we were talking Lamar. I mean, is he going to be fully healthy for the game on Thursday? Nobody knows.
Yeah. I mean, look, the reality is it's a short week. So yesterday, you know, was a rehab and film day. today's a walkthrough. Tomorrow they get on a plane and fly to my, like, the reality is he's not going to have had a real practice in the NFL in over a month. You'd have to go back to the Thursday before they played the Chiefs. So we're talking, I mean, and I know, look, he's awesome. He, to me, is the best football player on the planet. But to go that long without really even having a regular practice, let alone playing, and when he's gone back home to South Beach in the past and he's done it on short weeks, it's been ugly. Now, that was Flores was running the defense then, and a lot's changed. And so I don't know, but, like, I think it's suboptimal to have him have this long of a layoff. And we know now, even the Friday practice, they pretended is full, which would have been really a full walkthrough. Wasn't even a full walkthrough because he was walking through with the scout team. So, I mean, it's Lamar. I never doubt him. Right. This will probably bring out the best in him, and maybe he goes absolutely bonkers. But I do kind of think there'll be some rust, and I do kind of think they'll be working through some things. Again, the good news is that's a Miami defense that's let you do whatever you wanted to do for most of the year, but certainly shut down Atlanta over the weekend.
Jason, last thing for you, and subject to change because it's only October 28th, but as of right now, do you think the AFC North champion finishes with 9 wins or fewer?
Oh, I think it's entirely possible.
Yeah.
People are projecting a long winning streak for the Ravens, and it might happen. I mean, they've still got the Jets and they've got Minnesota looming. But yeah, I could see 9 and some tiebreakers doing it.
Jason, this was great. It always is, man. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That is Jason Lockin for Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Jason is the host of the Odyssey original podcast, Wanna Bet. Remember to listen to Wanna Bet on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or watch it live daily on Jason's X account. My friend really ticked me off. We have a group chat where we send each other stupid bets. More often than not, they're stupid bets. And he texted all of us this morning and said he hit a $1 parlay that paid out $208, NBA parlay from last night. And he texts us bragging about it. The hell are you on the front end? I'll follow my friends through the gates of hell to gamble. And he doesn't tell me about it? Ridiculous.
Don't you think he's upset, though? Imagine if he put $100 on that game.
I know. That's always the rub, isn't it?
That's like, what, $2,000?
I hate when that happens. When you hit a parlay, you put a 5 spot on it, and it blows up big time. You're like, man, I should have put my mortgage check on it. Don't do that. Coming up next, we'll react to some of what Jason had to say. We'll look ahead to Penguins Flyers tonight. I haven't been this excited for a hockey game in a long time. And the Penguins have called up more reinforcements from Wilkes-Barre. I think you'll be excited about that, too. I have mismanaged the clock like Mike Tomlin in a playoff game. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Jason Lockenford joined us in the last segment. He made a good point. Lamar Jackson hasn't practiced in full in an NFL practice in over a month, and now he's going to play on Thursday, where Harbaugh and the Ravens have been bad on the road. Dolphins, a 7.5-point underdog. Please beat the Ravens. They showed a pulse. They actually played for their coach. We can hold out hope. Tonight, Penguins and Flyers at 6 p.m. It is the day that ESPN actually cares about hockey. All 32 teams will be in action. I hate the Flyers more than I love my children. So I'm looking forward to that. And Owen Pickering gets the call up from the AHL. So you'll have Kindle, you'll have Koivunen, you'll have Brunick, and you'll have Pickering. 4 youngsters. I love it. All right, I screwed the clock. We hand things off to Joe coming up next. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 56, clear skies. Tomorrow, rain.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.